Let me give you one of my working theories at the moment. We have, as an example, a couple of debates or scraps that, depending on who you listen to, depends on what you might think is happening. One, ICU capacity in our hospital. Two, saliva testing in the public sector as opposed to the private. Now, I wonder how much of what ministers say in public is given to them as opposed to them truly understanding what's actually going on. Andrew Little, who's on the programme this morning after 7:30, he apparently is not bothered by our ICU capacity. He argues we've got decent numbers, we've funded more beds. People in hospitals say that's not true. So who's right? RICO Science wears black and blue. They've done little more than talk with the Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Health says, no, RICO's doing some testing for them. So who's right? This, of course, is where the media, at least in part, comes in. And the tragedy with the state of the media these days is, one, not enough hard questions are being asked anymore, and two, too many journalists are too young because the pay's ordinary and the prospects aren't flash, so they don't have either the gonads to go hard or the institutional knowledge to truly dig in and get detailed. Not everyone, of course, but too much of it, sadly. So essentially, a lot of these people, the politicians and the faceless bureaucrats behind them, get away with it. And they know they can, you know, spin a line or two, and within the 24-hour news cycle, we'll have all moved on. And to be fair to the government, there is an opposing army. The ones who want you to believe that things are worse than they are, the lobby groups, the unions, they line up endlessly with tales of woe and misery. As regards ICU, like many complex issues, the truth is in the middle. As for RICO Science, I'm yet to get to the bottom of that, actually. But here's the point. We're in a lockdown. A needless destruction of the economy, of mental health, of life, of lifestyles, of freedoms, because of these sort of issues. We're in lockdown because of fear around hospital capacity. We're in lockdown because we are slow on the vaccine and didn't use tools like saliva testing when we should have. Thus, these issues are critical, and therefore the truth is imperative. And if the truth is so easily muddied and so hard to access, if we are led by spinners and BSs, what hope have we?